Good morning. This is Community Speaks. Community Speaks is brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop where they are more than just prescription medication. Joining me now, Buffalo mayoral candidate Shane Schrader. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
Doing very well. Appreciate you you taking the time today.
Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, and it's it's a busy time here in Buffalo. Of course, Fair and Rodeo Week was last week, so we had all the events that go along with that. Longmire Days this weekend. We're just a few weeks away from school starting. Where did the summer go?
It went away. That's for sure. But it's been a great summer. You know, where I work, we see a lot of tourism coming in. We're seeing increases in sales coming up just from our agricultural folks and our city folks coming in. So we're real appreciative of that. And, you know, flowers and corn and hay keeps growing. So that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. And in Buffalo this year, we've had, I was just looking at this last week, I think I was looking at rainfall amounts here across the state. And Buffalo is one of three spots that were above average. And anyone in Buffalo knows that's true because it seems like every day it's raining. Sometimes I wonder if I'm living in Seattle. Yeah. This summer. We have a little bit of rain just about every day. So let's jump into it here again, talking with Shane Schrader running for a mayor of Buffalo. And what made you decide to run?
I have a huge passion for people, and I love the people of Buffalo. It's, you know, when I came here and I met, you know, a few of the people sitting out at the old Duffy station, you know, it was amazing, and they just made you feel completely at home, and that's something I want to carry on a tradition and use my experience to help take care of those people that have taken care of me over the years. So,
and so since you decided to make the run, what have you been familiarizing yourself with as far as, you know, what you would need to know if elected to the office?
Well, if elected to the office, you know, what I'm going to need to know is I'm going to need to know budgets, which I have known for 20 years, but the city budget in specific. And you're going to have to sit down with each department head and figure out what their budget needs are. You know, you can look at a 54-page piece of paper and it tells you that it's worth $11 million, but how does it break down and how does it affect the people in each individual department? Also going to have to know how to go down to Cheyenne and get some of that money back. I mean, that's a big deal, getting some of that sales tax back, and how am I going to get more sales tax brought into Buffalo? Sales tax is a big nasty word, and it has that tax on the end that nobody likes to hear, but that's what it is. So
yeah, it's the three-letter word nobody likes to hear, right? And so what sort of experiences and qualifications do you have that lend itself to the mayor of office, or the office of mayor?
Office of mayor. Well, you know, working at Marriott, you sit in the budget room and you talk about budgets and you talk about individual department budgets and how does it wrap into a whole. That was about 15 years of that. And you worked for everything from golf to security to front office to Starbucks to how does it work? Labor. How does labor roll into workers' comp? How does it roll into benefits? And how, you know, when you give somebody a dollar an hour increase in wages, for example, how does that tack onto the other end of benefits? You got to know how to work with people. You got to know how to work with your outside surroundings of people. A lot of the resorts that I was on the management team of were on golf courses. I mean, we had national celebrities, international celebrities, national politicians, former vice presidents that we had to deal with. We remodeled one ballroom and we had a former Supreme Court justice that came over every day to check our plan. So you get to know how to work with different types of people and how their thinking goes.
Talking with Shane Schrader, Buffalo mayoral candidate. Shane, what do you think would be the biggest issue facing Buffalo over this next term?
Over this next term, I think the biggest challenge is going to, how do we increase that sales tax coming in? How do we get it in? Streets and infrastructure are a huge issue, but how do you pay for it? And you got to figure out how to get that sales tax revenue back into the city. There's not much revenue that comes into the city, if any, that isn't sales tax. So we got to figure out how to market the city, market the products that we have, market the businesses that we have, get it out there. I mean, it was great that the wool mill got to go to the White House. I mean, that's huge. You know, that put, you know, one of our businesses on the national scene, and that's what we got to keep working forward to and moving forward on.
Yeah, and you know, this is a place a lot of people stop, you know, on their way out to Yellowstone, that sort of thing. And as you mentioned, nice to have some things that draw them here and might keep them here for an extra night.
Oh, absolutely.
And as you mentioned, that sales tax, then they're buying food, they're buying lodging, you know, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, you know, a burger adds up. Every shot glass that gets sold as a souvenir, every sweatshirt, it all adds up. You know, when I worked for one corporation, CHS Cenex, The motto was 1 penny, 1%. You know, if you increase your sales by 1 penny, you increased it by 1% on the dollar. So you just got to keep increasing sales and figure out how to do that. You got to work with the Chamber of Commerce. You got to work with the business owners. It's huge on that part.
And, you know, you're just talking about the different people you have to work with. How do you feel that is handled now? And if there's anything that needs to be improved upon that, how would you go about that?
Oh, I think it's handled great now. But, you know, as the old saying goes, the enemy of great is good. So if you think that you're doing good, you got to be doing great. You got to keep moving it forward. You got to get new ideas in. Nobody in the world is going to sit there and say that somebody else hasn't gone through what Buffalo's going through now or going to go through again. And you got to open up people's minds. You got to get them into City Hall. You got to get them into the Chamber to bring out new ideas and just keep rolling along. Get those new ideas out.
And Shane, if elected, what would be the first thing you do when you get into office?
First thing I would do is I would sit down with the department heads. I got to know the team that I'd be working with. I don't like the word boss. It doesn't work for anybody, I don't think. And we got to figure out how each department head would need the City Hall to work with them, work for them, get out there. Got to be a face. You got to get out there and show the public that there is a face to City Hall. Mayor Johnson's done a good job of that, and it's got to continue on. And there's always room for improvement on anything and everything. So,
and since you decided to run and you had to hit the campaign trail, has it kind of been as you expected, or you know, how has the campaigning gone for you?
The campaigning's gone good, you know, and it's great. I mean, in some aspects, it's good in others. It's getting out and meeting people. You know, I've had a lot of people come into my place of employment and congratulate me for running. Now, whether they're going to vote for me or not, but, you know, they like the fact that there's more options out there. It's good. And, again, it just goes back to the people of Buffalo. So knowing how great the people of Buffalo are, it's been fun up to this point.
Talking with Shane Schrader, Buffalo mayoral candidate. Shane, what distinguishes you from the other three candidates running?
What distinguishes me? I'm a huge people person. I mean, that's what I trained for with Marriott, trained for my whole life. For those people that know my family back home, we definitely have a gift of gab. That's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm not sure in my world, but I have an ability to sit down and talk with people. And with that, I bring 20 plus years of management budget experience. I've seen the positives and negatives of a budget. How does it affect people? And that's a big decision that comes in. I've spent time as a sworn law enforcement officer way back in the day. But so I know how important safety and security is. You can't market a city if you have a high crime rate. Our police department's doing a great job. Saw Chief Carter walk out. I mean, I think they're one of the most underappreciated and underthanked people in the city of Buffalo. And, you know, next time you see them walk up, shake their hand. I mean, safety and security for people is a very huge thing for me if I'm in the mayor's office.
All right. Talking with Shane Schrader, Buffalo mayoral candidate. Shane, thank you so much for taking the time here this morning.
Thank you.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Stop into the Prescription Shop where they are more than just prescription medication. This is Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.